Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game, back at it. John Chuck Reichow hanging out in the Kia Studios on this Tuesday evening with you. As we get ready for tomorrow night, AEW Wrestling, going to be live from Gas South Arena in Duluth. You can go to allelitewrestling.com, get tickets there online. It's going to be a taping of both Dynamite and obviously Collision will be a part of it because they're getting ready to go over to jolly old London, England for the all-in pay-per-view at Wembley Stadium. Going to be arguably maybe the second biggest crowd in the history of wrestling next to that North Korea show that WCW ran a few years, so well, 25 years ago, I guess, at this point. Maybe closer to 30 years ago at this point. Let's head out to the WadeFord.com hotline, Atlanta's Ford dealer. Let's talk to one of the young superstars in AEW, a guy that I'm really excited to talk to, Darby Allin, joining me here. And you can follow him on his personal Twitter page, at Darby Allin. Darby, really appreciate a few minutes here in Atlanta. Thanks for joining me on the show tonight.
Yo, what up?
You know, Darby, you have got a real charisma about you. And, you know, people really gravitate and fans really get behind you in your matches and just your personality. Can you feel that when you're in the ring and in front of people? Like, there's just a natural, you know, chemistry that you have with fans that they really gravitate to you.
Yeah, no, there's times I feel, especially the younger crowd, you know, you look into the crowd, you see like little kids with their face paint, and you know that you're leaving a lasting impression on them. It's a pretty cool feeling, but yeah, man, like the connection with the crowd, I definitely feel it. It's a beautiful thing, especially when you're going out there doing some gnarly stuff like jumping off a 20-foot ladder. It's good to have the love from the people.
Well, you know, and I've had Jeff Hardy on the show before, and I know that there's been a lot of comparisons, you know, between you two guys. I mean, do you kind of sense that kind of comparison? Obviously he's now part of AEW. You know, there has been, you know, whether it's the face paint or the crazy bumps and things like that, like there has been these comparisons to that. Do you see that comparison, or, you know, are you really trying to be more of just like your own unique person?
I'm my own self. You know, I'm inspired by like skateboarding, punk rock, all that thing, like, you know, action sports. I love Jeff more than anybody growing up, but when I made it like an actual starting to be a professional wrestler, I never once was like, yo, I got to be just like Jeff Hardy. I was like more like, hey, I got to be the first Darby Allin. And I've, you know, focused really hard on that to put everything into it. So I get the comparison, but I don't like strive for it.
AEW wrestling superstar Darby Allin joining me here on the WadeFord.com hotline. So obviously we've got the show coming up tomorrow night. You can go to allelitewrestling.com and get tickets for the Gas South Arena. you know, again, you've got the event coming up in Wembley this weekend with the all-in pay-per-view. You know, again, I said it. I mean, it's arguably going to be the second biggest attended wrestling event in history. I mean, next to the North Korea show. You know, how crazy is just the idea of being out in front of 70 or 80,000 people? I mean, I know you've been, you know, on the independent scene for a while, but this is a whole nother level when you talk about performing in front of this kind of crowd.
Yeah, man. Like, literally, AEW's been around for about 4 years now. So if you think about what we've accomplished in 4 years, that's unheard of. And to be there from the, like, the start has been incredible because I've seen it grow. You know, I was there during the pandemic when there were zero people in the audience. I've wrestled with zero people. I've wrestled with thousands of people. The 80,000 is going to be a whole new level. I'm excited, but kind of worried what I'm capable of doing with such a big crowd. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know what kind of shit. Again, I'm going to get myself into.
Well, again, you've got Swerve and AR Fox, and you guys are going to have a coffin match. So, again, I'm familiar with the concept of coffin matches, but, again, is this one of those things where you don't hold back, you pull out all the stops? I mean, you can't be afraid to just throw it all on the line in a match like this?
Yeah, you can't. You literally can't have any hesitation. And if there's one night to go to the hospital, Sunday nights that night.
Well, listen, hopefully, again, before you get into, you know, all of that, I mean, hopefully, again, you're not going to do anything too crazy leading into, you know, the match on Sunday. I mean, obviously, we got the show coming up here tomorrow night, and I want to see you in one piece. I don't want to see you in multiple pieces come Sunday, so keep yourself together. I mean, whether, you know, again, listen, you can just have a good old-fashioned, old-school wrestling match tomorrow night and save all of the stuff for Sunday.
I don't think that's possible. I don't know if you've been keeping up with everything, but, man, they've done some crazy things to us, so there's no way I'm just going to have a standard tag match. Well, that's what I was thinking about this whole, like, leading up to Wembley. I'm like, man, I got to try to stay safe and, you know, stay in one piece. But, dude, it's hard, man. I don't have any gear except literally, like, 100%. Like, I can't half-ass anything. So, hopefully I make it out in one piece tomorrow night, but can't make any promises.
AEW's young superstar Darby Allin joining me here on the WaitForIt.com hotline. I've had Tony Khan on the show, and I like Tony a lot, and he seems like a fun guy to work for. I mean, how has this been? I mean, with obviously all the success that you guys have had within the promotion, how has it been, I mean, working with Tony Khan? And it feels like, you know, in a lot of ways, you know, he's going through some of the same growing pains that the wrestlers and the performers have gone through.
Yeah, I can't say enough good things, you know, about working with Tony Khan. It baffles me that people can take it for granted. I don't know if people realize how fortunate we are to be wrestling at such a high level with such an open-minded owner. What you see out there is 100% Darby Allin. Nobody tells me how to walk, talk, or act. It's 100% me. And to have that free reign, you know, to collab with Tony and create such good storylines leading to Wembley, you know, the pro wrestling's like biggest event. You literally can't say enough good things. I'm super stoked on everything and my whole growth with AEW, but just them just letting me be me. And plus, you know, I haven't shied away from this. I always tell Tony maybe I'm the worst businessman in professional wrestling because there's never going to be a bidding war for Darby.
Well, you know,
that's because I love it. I love AEW so much. Like, I ain't playing games. Like, I'm not going to try to, like, say, oh, yeah, like, what if I went somewhere else? No, I'm just being real. That Darby Allin's going to live and die in AEW.
Well, you know, and I will say that over the last couple few months, your promo skills have really gotten good. Like, I mean, it feels like that there is a different level of comfort that you have now when doing promo, especially, you know, again, when they had the Pillars match, you know, against MJF and Sammy and all that, and Jungle Boy, you know, it really felt like you kind of came out of your shell and you really kind of blossomed in your promos, and that's been kind of a consistent theme here the last couple of months. Are you much more comfortable now doing the promos? I mean, it feels like that this kind of, you know, this blossoming or, you know, coming out and becoming this butterfly out of this cocoon, you know, this has really kind of taken off for you the last couple of months.
Yeah, well, honestly, I feel like, you know, I've always felt like I had something to say, but I never really truly believed, you know, I don't know. It's just hard, like, finding that hump to actually believe in yourself and mm-hmm. your word and everything like that. You know, I credit a lot to Rick Rubin, you know, with the meditation that he put me on and just, like, finding your true voice and being comfortable and, like, expressing yourself. Like, to me, like, that was a big, like, hump that I got over and stuff. Because, like I said, I've always felt like I had a voice and I needed to connect to these fans that were watching because I felt like I had something to say, but it's just finding it within yourself of, like, pulling it out. So I'd credit Rick Rubin for that with helping me with everything that he's done.
Darby, you obviously are doing so much with Sting, and, you know, back in the old days, and these are the old days, I mean, 20-plus years ago, I was a regular member at Sting's gym here in kind of the Smyrna, Marietta area, Main Event Fitness, that he and Lex Luger were kind of two of the owners that they were in. They were kind of the faces of that organization. And I used to see Sting all the time, you know, in the gym, and all the WCW guys back in all those days. How much fun has it been working with Sting? I mean, again, I know he's 62 years old. He's still doing some crazy things. That bump that he took a couple of weeks ago where I thought he just was going to face plant on the table, but he's still doing some crazy things. I mean, how much fun has it been working with him, and how much of an inspiration is he? And maybe are you inspiring him to do some of this crazy stuff?
Well, he's actually 64 years old, which makes it crazier. But honestly, like with him, what I love the most is what you don't see on the cameras. The fact that he's the most humble, chill, giving, caring guy there is. And he's done so much in professional wrestling. The fact that he's so giving. I've met a lot of people that have done far less than Sting ever has or ever will, and they have such big egos, and they're unbearable to be around. And he is the most humble, chill guy. It's an amazing, you know, if there's one guy I could have been paired off with, and it being him, like, I'm super stoked. Like, it's amazing. And he's, he inspires me to never have an age be the limit of when you can stop getting crazy. It, you know, as long as, you know, you could be running people over in your wheelchair, you know, at 80, it's up to you. So
is it a mentoring thing? I mean, is it a situation where, you know, again, there are guys that take advice from veterans and then there are guys that don't. I mean, that there's, and again, everybody's unique as far as what they do, but do you kind of feel like he's been a mentor to you? Do you feel like a mentorship, you know, that kind of bond is formed where you feel like you can really trust his advice and he's giving you good advice?
No, absolutely. You know, it's a give and take. Like, you know, he trusts me with my creative outlook on things, and I trust him with just everything, advice he gives me and tells me when to, like, you know, slow down or do this or do that. Like, it's definitely a mentorship, 100%. You know, I've learned so much from him. And, you know, during the pandemic, he saw me changing in the boiling room. And he's like, what are you doing in the boiling room? Why aren't you in a locker room? I was like, well, you know, I just really like some alone time, like just to think to myself. And he's like, all right, here's the deal. My locker room is your locker room now. So he literally, from now on, every time we're on a show, he's got his private locker room. I'm in there with him. He's opened his doors to me. So I can be around him all the time, and it's a great thing. Like, you know, I'd go down to his house in Texas. He comes down to my house down here in Georgia. I live in McDonough, you know, and he's there all, you know, he's a truly an actual good friend of mine now.
You know, Darby, a couple of years ago, and I can't remember the specific pay-per-view, but you and MJF had a match that opened up the show, and you guys really stole the show. I mean, you guys had a magnificent match. And I thought that they missed an opportunity with you and MJF just one-on-one for the title. Are we going to get back to that? Like, I really want to see you and MJF. Really, there you have that charisma. You have the fans on your side. You know, I want to see you and MJF get hooked back up because, again, a couple of years ago, you guys really stole the show and had a magnificent match. I want to see that again. Like, I want to see you and him just go one-on-one, mano a mano, and may the best man win.
Yeah, well, if it's for the championship, who knows? You know, after All In, it could be him or Adam Cole. Like, you never know who's going to walk out of Wembley with that championship. But, you know, when it comes to MJF, I think we're always going to be kind of attached to the hip through our whole careers. You know, we kind of started around the same time with professional wrestling. We wrestled in like small shows in front of like 40 people. And it's like to see this growth with the both of us is like, it's a really interesting scenario we have, but I feel like we're always going to kind of be attached to the hip, and it could be for a championship. It could be for nothing. You know what I mean? Like whenever we step foot in that ring, it's always going to, I'm 100% going to bring it no matter who I'm in there with. But I feel like with MJF, there's a certain level of you need to step up. So I'm looking forward to see how this whole thing plays out with him and Adam. So
last question for you, Darby. Who do you think you have the best in-ring chemistry with? Is there a particular wrestler that you really feel like that you have great chemistry with and you can go in any storyline or anything and just tear the house down with an opponent?
You know, that's a really hard question. I feel like there's so many people that I have amazing chemistry with. Like, you take a guy like CM Punk, for example. We've never had a singles match outside of the first match we've had.
Mm-hmm.
And that was him first match after 7 years.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, now that he's got his groove, what would we be able to do, you know? But there's a lot of guys. But then you got Ethan Page, where, you know, I credit Ethan Page for a lot of my career, you know, and also guys like Brody King, you know. But even, for example, I wrestled Christian this past Saturday, and, you know, this is his first match since last November, and I feel like we had amazing chemistry. So it's like super unpredictable, but you know, those guys that I kind of like listed off, man, I feel like I've had so much lucky, you know, chemistry with people in AEW to help set me up for success. You can't, you know, you take Cody, for example. My first match in AEW was against Cody, and it's just, I had good chemistry with him. You know, it's really fun, you know, to have good chemistry with MJF, man. I have good chemistry with a lot of people, but I'm just, you know, I'm excited. That's the whole goal for me, is to be, put me in the ring with anybody and I'm going to have a kick-ass match. Like, that's the whole goal. So
AllElitewrestling.com is where you can get your tickets. Tomorrow night, 7:30, Gas South Arena in Duluth. It's going to be dynamite. There's also going to be a taping for Collision as well. And then this Sunday, All In from Wembley Stadium, 80,000-plus people. That will take place on Sunday. Darby Allin joined me here on the WaitFor.com hotline. Darby, I would say don't, you know, do anything crazy or foolish or, you know, anything like that, but I know I'm just speaking to a blank wall. Like, I know you're going to let it all hang out, and I really appreciate the time. And, listen, continued success to you, man. I'm really a fan of yours, and, you know, listen, I enjoy your work, and continued success down the road.
Thank you, sir. It's going to be a blast tomorrow night in Dynamite in Duluth. It's going to be exciting. So,
absolutely. Thanks, Darby. And you can follow Darby on his personal Twitter page, at Darby Allin. And again, he's got that unique charisma about him. I really do. Like, there is something about him that, you know, you can't sometimes put your finger on it, but fans really respond to the Darby Allin. And he's had some terrific matches, you know, in AEW. Like I said, that match with MJF a couple years ago that started the pay-per-view was fantastic. So we'll see. And tomorrow, and
listen up, football fans, you won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.